Now, Mr. Weston, I'd like to have you explain just how you would go about it to find the right kind of ink for a certain requirement, say for a soap carton or a butter wrapper.
A good example for on a soap carton was completed this afternoon. It's very important that the shade of this ink be an exact match, or on the nose, as the boys call it. Perhaps you are wondering why. Mostly because the ink will be used on a carton for packaging a new product. Much time, thought, and expense were involved by the soap maker in originating a color with eye appeal, a color which would also be compatible with the package design. Well, so much for that shade itself. The product happened to be a new one, so it would be featured greatly in store window displays. Naturally, it would be exposed to direct sunlight. So we made use of pigments which could withstand sun exposure without fading. Time didn't permit our making an actual 30-day fade check of the ink, so it was laboratory tested. We exposed it under a special ultraviolet lamp for 6 hours, which is equivalent of at least 30 days direct sunlight. Being an ink for a soap carton, we also made it alkali, soap, and water resistant. If not, the color would bleed or run under contact of fingers moist with soap suds or water. Boxes, especially those containing soap powder, have a tendency to rub against each other when in transit from manufacturer to store. Because of this, we made the ink highly rub-proof to prevent scarring of the printed surface. Until now, we've discussed only those qualities built into an ink which concern the package from the soap maker and customer viewpoint. But inks first must be printed or applied to the carton. To properly do this, they must have satisfactory press stability, body, and tack. They can't fill, model, or offset, and must dry properly. This part of the discussion could go on for hours, but time's running out. If any of our listeners, Dr. Dunbar, would like to delve further into the subject, we invite them to visit us at our North Fitcher Street plant. We'll gladly take up where we're leaving off now.
Well, that's very interesting, Mr. Weston, and thanks for telling us about it.